Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The Vermont Secretary of State's office has been awarded a major federal grant to streamline licensing requirements for dozens of professions that are regulated by the state. Secretary of State Jim Kondo says Vermont will receive $450,000 over a three-year span, and he says his office will initially concentrate on requirements for private investigators, security guards, barbers, funeral service professionals, and the Interstate Nursing Compact. Kondo views the project as an economic development initiative.
We're cutting red tape. We're making it more convenient. We're making it less expensive for qualified professionals from beauty professions to the medical sciences to live and work in Vermont. And what we're hoping to do is remove any unnecessary entry barriers into the professions and make Vermont a more welcoming place to live, work, and do business.
Kondo says Vermont received the maximum grant in the program based primarily on the state's previous efforts to implement licensing reforms. Four operating rooms at the White River Junction Veterans Hospital remain closed after water damaged the facility in late June. The Valley News reports that the hospital has had to postpone 60 surgeries while the damage is repaired. The paper says any emergency surgeries that would normally be performed at the hospital have been done by other area providers. The hospital plans to reopen three of the rooms at the start of next week. The damage occurred when a sprinkler malfunctioned. Union nurses at the UVM Medical Center are set to strike beginning at 7 o'clock this morning. Negotiations continued into Wednesday night, but nurses in the hospital administration were unable to reach a contract agreement. In preparation for a strike, the hospital has brought in several hundred temporary nurses, that according to UVM Medical President Eileen Whalen.
They provide the high-quality care our patients and families will need. They're highly skilled professionals that specialize in stepping into hospitals in a moment's notice during a work stoppage.
The negotiations between the hospital and the nurses' union for a three-year contract renewal have been going on since March. Nurses maintain that they need higher wages, including raising the floor to $15 an hour for all UVMC employees. They say that it is necessary to recruit and retain nurses and support staff, and also to address a crisis of chronic understaffing at the hospital. Three Vermont precious metal dealers are being charged in connection with a year-long state police investigation into a series of thefts. The businesses are Country Thrift Store and More in Barrie, Green Mountain Coin and Estate Jewelry in Waterbury, and Vermont Coin and Jewelry in South Burlington. Authorities say that four men associated with the businesses violated a number of criminal statutes. In one case, the charges include conspiracy, false reporting to law enforcement, and possession of stolen property. Eye in the sky today, patchy fog burns off to mostly sunny skies, highs mid-70s to low 80s.